Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 977, The Truth About Plant-Based Protein by Dave Smith with RomanFitnessSystems.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Tuesday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites. And on Fridays, I do something a little different. I answer your questions. You can send one in at oldpodcast.com/ask. Now, like you, I've been stuck at home and have been going a little stir crazy. But what I love is doing this podcast because it distracts me from thinking about coronavirus and focusing really on things that we can do to optimize our health. So I hope this serves as a nice distraction for you too and helps you think about what's most important, your overall health and wellness. And with that, let's hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. The Truth About Plant-Based Protein by Dave Smith with RomanFitnessSystems.com. A juicy steak, chicken breast, cartons upon cartons of eggs. These are the things you think about when you think about protein, and that's completely reasonable. But what about plants? For the first 25 years of my life, my diet would reach near carnivorous levels when I was bulking. My diet was made up almost entirely of red meat. Now, my body did grow bigger and stronger, but I also felt like I faced chronic fatigue, constant stomach bloating, and achy joints. This is a common thing a lot of my clients experience. The other issue that weighed on me is that meat lovers aren't exactly nature's best friend. A vegetarian's carbon footprint is about half that of someone who eats meat, and it's even lower for a vegan. Scientists say that the biggest thing a person can do to reduce their carbon footprint isn't abandoning use of their cars, but to eat significantly less meat. So I did. I quit eating meat. Now, I know this isn't for everyone, but for those who also choose to do this, we need to find other sources of protein. Here are a few reasons you can't just cut meat out of your diet without having a backup plan. 1. Your body can store carbohydrates and fat, but not protein. If you stop eating protein, then your muscles are out of luck and will begin to atrophy or break down over time. 2. Protein is essential for your body when it comes to healing itself. Eating more protein may not give you Wolverine's instant healing power, but your body uses it to build, repair, and regenerate tissue. 3. Protein and your body cooperate to make hormones, enzymes, and other chemical messengers. If you're low on protein, then your immune system and overall health may suffer. 4. Protein makes you look good. Aside from contributing to a great physique, protein will help you maintain healthy hair, skin, and fingernails. So, whey protein to the rescue? Do you know where whey comes from, by the way? It's created by separating components of milk during the cheesemaking process. At one time, whey protein was seen as an annoying byproduct that didn't have much market value at all. In fact, farmers would actually throw out this whey byproduct until food companies back in the 1940s recognized its high protein content and started marketing it as a food supplement. Whey was a gold mine, plentiful, inexpensive, high in protein, had a long shelf life, and had tremendous marketability. So is whey a meat-free protein savior? Not exactly. There are several problems with using whey protein as a dietary supplement. One, not everyone can digest whey protein because it does contain lactose, which, for those that are lactose intolerant, can cause diarrhea and bloating. Two, whey protein is heavily processed, which could drastically degrade its nutritional quality. Three, whey supplements are not tightly regulated by the FDA. They are dietary supplements, which means manufacturers don't have to jump through the same safety hoops that food and drug manufacturers face. Four, dairy cows are often treated with antibiotics, and these antibiotics could be potentially harmful to humans because they're passed through the cow's milk, and that milk eventually turns into the whey protein. Five, a 2010 study found heavy metals including arsenic, lead, and cadmium in several whey protein brands. Regulations in the supplement industry tend to miss stuff like this. And six, modern manufacturers may add artificial sweeteners in their whey protein products to hide the bland taste of the processed powder. Whey is a cheap protein source that can be made to taste great, but there are certainly drawbacks that might make you think twice before you down your next shake. So that leads us to plant-based protein, the Batman of protein supplements. Think about plant-based protein as Batman, who comes to the rescue of Gotham, your body, and takes you on a diarrhea-free, farting-free, sweetener-free journey of protein bliss. That makes whey protein our Superman, who is strong and intelligent, but is prone to suffering from sonic and psychic attacks. And on top of that, he's useless around kryptonite. Plant-based protein can be just as potent as whey, while avoiding its most common criticism. Notably, plant-based protein is much easier to digest for most people. So why doesn't everyone use plant-based protein? Some of you who know a thing or two about protein may ask, how can plant-based protein be considered a good supplement choice if it isn't even a complete protein? Well, that's a fair point. A complete protein is one that has all 9 of the essential amino acids, the amino acids that our body can't produce on its own. Plant-based proteins are sometimes dismissed because they are incomplete, which means they contain some but not all of these amino acids. Fortunately, we don't need all 9 essential amino acids in every single food or meal we eat. If you fulfill the spectrum of amino acids through your total daily diet, then you're all set. Also keep in mind that most plant-based proteins contain 6 to 8 of the essential amino acids, so they don't fall too far behind whey or other animal-derived proteins. If you're a regular gym goer and your main goal is muscle growth and recovery, opting for a combination of brown rice and pea protein gets you all of the 9 essential amino acids that you can find in whey protein. The best plant-based protein options. There are 4 main options for plant-based protein supplements, each offering different benefits. 1. Brown rice. A 2013 study found that both brown rice and whey protein have nearly the same benefits for muscle building and overall health. Brown rice protein is super digestible and is typically very cost-effective. The only downside of brown rice protein is that it lacks the amino acid lysine. But remember, you can always pair brown rice protein with other plant or animal-based proteins to get your lysine quota. 2. Pea protein. This fat and cholesterol-free plant-based protein is typically made from yellow split peas. Pea protein contains similar levels of protein per serving as whey and casein, which is another milk-derived protein supplement. Pea protein is also super clean. Just take a look at the ingredients list for most brands. Most include only yellow split peas. The only downside of pea protein is that it lacks 1 amino acid, cysteine. 3. Hemp. This plant-based protein is a derivative of cannabis. It's actually made from hemp seed. Now don't get too excited just yet. This protein contains very little THC, the high-inducing ingredient in marijuana. Another great thing about hemp protein is that it has a high content of omega-3 fatty acids, which are also regularly lacking in typical U.S. Western diets. As with the other plant-based proteins on this list, hemp protein is highly digestible. And 4. Soy. A 2009 study found that soy protein has similar muscle growth stimulating effects to whey protein. That's the good news. The bad news is that the isoflavones found in soy can potentially interact with estrogen levels, but only when taken in excessively high amounts. Don't knock it until you try it. Like dozens of my clients who have made the switch to a brown rice and pea protein blend, I'll never go back. It may not sound like a great option at first, but don't dismiss plant-based proteins until you've tried it for yourself. You can change the way your body feels and performs while also helping the environment. You just listened to the post titled, The Truth About Plant-Based Protein by Dave Smith with RomanFitnessSystems.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Being a huge Batman nerd, I love Batman-themed analogies. I use them when teaching my classes all the time, much to the annoyance of my students. So Dave was sure to get my attention by mentioning the Caped Crusader in his post. Anywho, if you're seeking some examples of folks who consumed a plant-based diet and excelled in their fields of sport or performance, there are a lot of examples. You can start by Googling 4-time Mr. Universe Bill Pearl or UFC champ Mac Danzig. And as Dave mentioned, when following a plant-based diet, the key is to eat a variety of foods. That way you'll be sure to get enough of all of the essential amino acids to help build or maintain your muscle. Now, plant-based proteins are actually lower in absorbability when compared to animal products. Part of the reason for this is that they're often encased in cellulose, which is the cell walls of the plant. And the cellulose can't be digested by the body, and so it blocks the absorption of some of the protein that you'll find in these plant-based foods. But by eating a variety of these foods and in sufficient quantities, we don't need to worry about getting inadequate amounts of protein. So again, variety and making sure you meet the daily requirements, that's really what's key. Now, the one exception to this lack of absorbability rule is soy. Many soy products actually have a very high rate of absorbability, which is why they're often the preferred plant-based protein source. But again, if you're eating a varied diet and you're mixing and matching your plant-based proteins, don't worry about getting them all in one meal. As long as you get them throughout the day, your body will get all 9 of the essential amino acids it needs to maintain and grow your muscles. All right, that's enough out of me. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you and your loved ones are staying safe and healthy, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.